Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome back into The Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in the studio alongside best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda, having a fast-paced show. Coach, you've got a special guest for us here, though.
We sure do. A few months ago, I was in New York City and at a special conference. And when you go to these conferences, you meet people. You have to. Well, some people don't. Some people sit in the corner and are unfriendly. Thomas, you know those kind of people.
That's me.
I try to at least meet people. And it was a smaller group. It was a mastermind group on how to maximize income while minimizing taxes. And we had a great speaker that day. And it was fascinating, some of the techniques and tools he was sharing. And I said, gosh, there's got to be a way to get this guy on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, he's right in Raleigh, North Carolina, when our office is in Apex, our studio, big studios here right here at Apex. His name is Chris Gaddis, and he's a benefit specialist from Raleigh, North Carolina. Chris, welcome in.
Well, thank you, Coach.
Now, let's talk about this. What is a main problem? As business owners, we have a lot of problems.
Sure.
What's one of the main problems business owners, every single business owner has, don't even realize it sometimes to the end of the year, but at the end of the year, they realize they have a problem. What is it?
Taxes.
Paying too many? Too much in taxes or paying less? Too little?
Too much is usually the problem.
Yeah, so you've got some really good strategies to help business owners reduce taxes. So let's go through a couple of them.
Yeah. I think what's interesting with the first one I want to share is that help benefits the employees as well.
Okay. So it's a double win. It's going to benefit your employees and benefit you as a business owner by paying less taxes.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go through that.
Yeah. So it's actually pretty simple, and it comes by way of the ACA, which we all love, from 2010, Affordable Care Act, that brought into place the ability to expand wellness programs that have typically been bolted on to medical plans. So these wellness plans are usually underutilized. They've been underutilized. They're things where you get smoking cessation programs, weight loss, and
who doesn't want to hear about weight loss these days?
Yeah,
I know a couple of pharmaceutical companies are making a fortune on that, right?
Yes. And so, it's one of the things that really opened up this way for wellness plans to expand and to create an opportunity for this win-win scenario. So in a nutshell, employers can save on average almost $500 per employee per year.
$500 per employee per year. That adds up. You have a lot of employees.
And the nice thing is not a credit or something they have to wait for. It's coming right around on their payroll every
Medium.
Time. Immediate.
Okay,
immediate.
Good.
Right to their bottom line.
Payroll reduction plan, reducing taxes.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And also the employees themselves, they save on average a little over $100 each as well.
So the employees save money too.
A month, so about $1,200 a year.
Wow, all right, that's a nice benefit. All right, so what else is can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple unique things about it, but that program in general, it's made to be proactive, help with wellness, help reduce health insurance claims and costs, which is great. Health insurance has kind of had this trend where the deductibles keep going up, premiums keep going up, but the coverages are not.
Tell me about it. My daughter had appendicitis last year, and the appendix actually burst and got her into the hospital emergency room. We're happy to, number one, I want to phrase this, I'm very happy that we have the medical situations we do now, because she was taken care of and she was back out and fine. In 2 days, she was at her friend's at Sheetz eating a hot dog or something like that. They hang out at Sheetz all the time, by the way. That's a hangout place. Thomas, you know that? When your kids get a little older. My daughter's 18 now, but they don't really have a hangout place for the kids that are too young to go to bars, right?
Roller,
so they hang
rinks.
Out at the Sheetz on Friday and Saturday nights.
Where, oddly enough, you can get everything from a milkshake to a taco to a burger.
She gets a lot. She's never had a hot dog there. She'd be mad at me if I said that. Well, I was just exaggerating.
Sure.
She has smoothie. She gets a smoothie
Smoothies.
There.
Okay.
And so that's the
hangout place.
They got it all. But it ended up costing about $50,000. Not out of pocket, but that's what it would have cost if we didn't have health insurance. But then we keep getting these bills. Like one doctor must have poked his head in and signed a little clipboard, and here comes a bill. So we had a lot of bills coming in. So anytime we can reduce healthcare costs or improve health.
Yep.
So we don't have healthcare costs. It makes a lot of sense. So this program encourages. I take it this program encourages that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's ACA came into play, and wellness plans are really expanding that to help employees actually take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And there's really a unique byproduct of the program. And that comes after all of this, which is those dollars, when employees use them to buy benefits,
right?
They remain, we call them tax efficient dollars. So they're not taxed on those dollars that become that hundred or so dollars that's increased.
So the money
paycheck
that they free up, they don't get taxed on too.
Yeah.
So it's a really, it's always fun when you say, yeah, I got $100 raise from my boss. And then I said, well, have you spent that $100? Well, it's only about 60 by the time it gets
exactly.
home.
Exactly. Yep. So in this case, it's still
real 100.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
It is.
Which is amazing sometimes.
It is, and you see the trends, that we see are not good. Employees are foregoing benefits. They're having to choose between putting Sally or Susie or Jimmy into baseball or gymnastics or get braces or do
lots
little
of choices.
Things like that. Absolutely. So this gives them an opportunity to buy benefits for their family and themselves and not feel guilty that they're taking money away from their family and put food on the table or whatever they're concerned about.
By the way, folks, we're talking to Chris Gaddis, who's a benefit specialist right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And if you're interested in finding out how to save some taxes and help your employees out at the same time, Thomas will tell you how you can do that.
Absolutely. It's very easy. Just call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text the special keyword tax to 600-700. That's tax to 600-700.
Now, what kind of fees are involved in this, Chris?
Yeah, that's really another cool thing about the program. That's why I really call it triple win, because it's net of fees. So there are fees that come out, but it's out of that savings. So the $100 and the $500 are, and I'm using averages there, obviously that changes, but are net of those fees. So the fees that are internal to the program, depending upon what, there's different programs, the employer groups have the option to kind of choose what's best for their employees in that case. So that's really the nice thing. There's no additional fees on top of it. Nothing's coming out of their paycheck. They're still walking home with the same paycheck.
So what's the minimum number of employees a company should have or could have to have this benefit them?
Yeah, 5 employees. We want to see 5 or more employees there.
Okay.
And in this case, actually, the owner is not eligible because they're ultimately benefiting anyway on the back end.
Right.
So it's really one of those tax kind of loopholes almost that benefits employees and employers. We're used to seeing this for the rich and all that stuff. We hear about all these things that the rich do to avoid paying taxes. So here's an option for everybody.
The evil rich people paying about 98% of all taxes.
Exactly.
And not paying their fair share.
Yes, sir.
You hear that all the time, right?
All the time.
And nothing makes me madder because I pay a lot of taxes.
Absolutely.
And I hear about not paying my fair share. No one's ever said that to me, but I hear people on the radio or TV, the rich people aren't paying their fair share. Well, how much are you paying?
Right.
Guy who's saying we're not paying the fair share.
Yep.
Well, I don't pay. Well, then... Can't say it. If I was Dan Bongino and had a podcast, I could say what
go.
I want to say.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get
but I'm
it.
Not. I'm on the radio.
Yep.
So... it's a friendly program. It sounds like. When did you start working with this program? And have you seen? Give me an example of a good how it's really benefited somebody.
Yeah. Well, we use it with our own employees. So in our company,
how many employees do you have?
We got a little over 20. I think 23 employees.
Okay. Good size.
Yeah. And so we put this program into place, and I can tell you one of our employees. We use this example in our slide deck, and he put it into place. We pay. You have to have medical insurance as a part of this, so that's an important aspect.
So the company has to offer medical insurance, yes.
Yep, or MEC equivalent, minimum effective coverage.
Yep.
But our employee in particular had no previous deductions, joined the team, and he was able to buy 8 new benefits, short-term disability, long-term disability, life insurance, cancer, critical illness, a gap plan.
Wow.
I'd like to talk about the gap plan, too, because that's
sure.
a really big benefit. So he bought 8 new benefits, and in the end, his pay went up $4.
So he got a lot of new benefits, and he got $4 more.
Yeah. I mean, he's mid-20s, so he was a little cheaper on some of the benefits, but still, it afforded him the opportunity to buy benefits without any reduction in net pay.
Let's talk about the gap plan.
This is the one I think is really interesting, the one we get the most excitement over, because usually when we're talking to a company, we're talking to HR, we're talking to decision makers, but maybe not the owner that cares about the bottom line. They don't necessarily profit from that.
Correct.
And so when you put benefits into place, they're used to having that medical. And we talked about the problem with increasing deductibles, right? We've seen that happen. Employers have had to do that to kind of keep the premiums, somewhat level over the years.
It's a give and take.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, right? And so the employees are struggling there.
You're like one of these balloons you see, the hot air balloons,
yeah.
and you have to keep throwing sandbags over, except the sandbags are important aspects of your company,
right.
to stay afloat.
Right. And then
we don't want to do that. So there's ways where you can keep the sandbags and keep afloat at the same time.
Absolutely, because we've seen things like HSAs come into play with these high deductible plans.
Correct.
Having to pay full amount going in. So, with the gap plan, it's really nice because most people have this on their car when they buy a new car. If you have a $5,000 deductible, you can reduce that to $100, $500. There's a number of different options there. Where if I, I've got four kids, I've had similar incidents, like nothing as serious, luckily, but we've had our breaks and falls and things.
And you Thomas go, has four kids too.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
so you know, you got something to look forward to, Thomas.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. And so walking into an emergency room, it's a couple grand out of pocket.
Yeah.
And as we know, I mean, we read all the stories. Most Americans don't have that, sitting around just waiting for.
You need an emergency account. Most people don't have that yet. Yeah. So this is a way to fill the gap in, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Gap insurance that, instead of that $5,000, it might be 500, it might be 100, it might be zero, depending on what the company chooses to do. And that's one that we see everyone kind of get excited about. And that's a missing benefit. I think it's a nice benefit to add because it's not super cheap, usually 50, 60 bucks an employee. But here we pay for it out of that net savings. And it's not something to come out of their pocket. So it's a really nice benefit to have just in case.
It's a great benefit as an employer to offer your employees because it's something they probably aren't getting anywhere else.
Right. And in this case, the employer kind of looks like a hero, too, in that they're putting this into place, giving their employees this ability to have these programs to choose from them, not reduce their net pay. So, in today's climate, it acts as a retention tool as well for employers. So, yeah, it's a really unique program.
Is there a maximum number of employees you can have to qualify for this plan?
No, bring them all.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So the more the merrier.
Yeah,
absolutely. The minimum is five and the maximum is whatever.
Yep, okay. Absolutely.
It makes a lot of sense. What's the biggest company you've set up on this?
Man, thousands. We're working on a franchise right now that will be probably over 500 franchises coming in. So, yeah, you start adding all those.
Do you guys help with the enrollment to make sure to keep it seamless for the company owner?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the biggest piece of this is education. We make sure we educate the employees because there's a couple components. Dealing with taxes, always, you want to make sure everyone's educated.
Absolutely.
So that's a big part of it. So, yeah, enrollment. We work with enrollment teams, firms, technology that all backs that up.
Well, I wish we had more time, but we're coming up against a hard break. But, Thomas, tell folks if you're a business owner and you've got five or more employees, you really need to hear about this because it's a net out of cost of zero for you, and it really maximizes benefits for your employees. Thomas, tell folks how they can get more information on this.
All you have to do is call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text that special keyword, TAX, to 600-700. That's TAX to 600-700.
Radio. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.